Keeping track of time in quarantine is difficult for everyone, but for me, the sound of the garage opening at 5 o'clock signals that my parents are home from work. They leave their keys in a basket to be decontaminated. Then it's straight to the shower. Before the coronavirus pandemic, my parents could hug me as soon as they got home from work. But now, that hug could kill me. Monica and Gustavo Mingotti are physical therapists, but their new title during the pandemic became essential workers. Equipped with personal protective equipment and a desire to help others, they go out each day to treat the most vulnerable.
Many patients are isolated. I have many people that is in lockdown in facilities or assisted living facilities. And the only like lifeline they have is me going to see them.
For Judith Murphy, my mom was the only in-person interaction she's had in the last 3 months.
She changed my whole life. I was so down, so depressed, but she worked with me and she cared about me. And she was so caring and kind that I couldn't help but love her.
My dad also chose his vocation to serve others.
That's what I have been doing my whole life, you know, like almost 35 years. But it's basically to provide help to somebody else and really enjoy working with the geriatric population to help them regain confidence.
For Helen Trimble, therapy for my dad helped her husband gain mobility.
He just didn't do much of anything. Now he can walk now. Of course, he has to use a walker.
For Murphy, Trimble, and other patients, physical therapy will always be an essential service. Now, the thought of waiting for a hug becomes bearable after learning the impact my parents have on their patients' lives. Sophia Mingotti for the Hearst Journalism Awards.